This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. There's a trio of proposed constitutional amendments on the October 14th ballot, and Parr's Guide to the Amendments is out now.
We don't tell you how to vote. We give you all the facts and let you make up your own mind.
Public Affairs Research Council Director Robert Travis Scott says Amendment 1 would give active construction a property tax exemption.
If it hasn't been put into use yet, whether that's a factory, or whether that's a commercial building, a retail building, or your house, it will not be assessed for property tax.
There's an argument that it's needed.
For the most part, no one taxes construction work in process in Louisiana, but there's no exemption in the Constitution right now. And the Constitution says if it's not exempt, you can tax it.
But some won't like it.
Some of the people who would be opposed might have concerns that it looks like an industry tax break.
Amendment 2 would expand an amendment voters approved last fall, exempting surviving spouses of first responders killed in the line of duty from paying any property tax.
Let's add some more people onto that list, and that would be volunteer firefighters, emergency medical personnel, paramedics.
He expects many voters to say yes.
They see these people as public service members who gave the ultimate sacrifice, and just as a way of society helping pay back for that great loss.
On the other hand, it would further deplete Louisiana's already minimal property tax base.
There's so many property tax breaks. You know, it does add up to be a lot of money when you take all the exemptions combined.
Tomorrow, we'll look at Amendment 3. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.